Well, here we are, the end of 2020, and what a strange year it has been. You may find yourself on pins and needles, you know, with this pandemic, with the elections, with the riots that have been taking place all over the place, even with this cancel culture that has been going on. If you find yourself just fatigued by it, giving into it, you're not alone. You see, all of this is something new to us. We've never really experienced it before. There is no precedent for those of us living in the 21st century for something like this. And because of that, there is no established response. And so we may find that our emotions are all over the board. You may have fear, you may have frustration, fatigue, just confusion and doubt. And so today, as we wrap up 2020, I want to give you a message of hope. A valley of dry bones. Our scripture is in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. We will get there in a few moments. You know, if you find yourself just being fatigued or frustrated by all this, that's okay, it's normal. Think about it. 9 months ago, in March, February and March, it seemed like most of America, things were going great. We had it under control. We were healthy. Society was moving along. We were planning spring break vacations. You know, when all this came out, Lisa and I and several others, we were in the middle of a cruise. We went to Florida and we left on this cruise ship. And by the time we got back, everything was shut down. We had to switch planes and switch flights and try to get home. And it's been shut down since. Consider how astonishing all this is. A little microscopic virus appears. And suddenly it causes not only our state and our country, but the world to shut down. It brings things back to a little bit of reality, doesn't it? I mean, we're not invincible after all. Our social structures aren't impenetrable. We aren't God, and our human-made security is all but an illusion. And if the last 9 months haven't shaken our collective pride to the point where we're ready to admit that, then I don't know what it will. So how are we supposed to reckon with this? How are we supposed to understand ourselves? During this virus, during all that has taken place, many of us are tempted to fear, to get frustrated, to start doubting, maybe even get fatigued just by it happening over and over and over again for 9 months. We might experience anxiety, despair, maybe even depression. Some people have lost their lives through all this. Some have lost those who they love dearly. Some have actually contracted it and lived through it. We have a couple even in our own congregation, a few people who have had it. There are people who have lost their jobs, their source of income. Restaurants are closing down. Businesses are closing down. Just recently I heard that the Sherwood Ice Arena, it is closed permanently, never opening again. And we hear that in the news over and over and over again. Businesses closing down, never going to open again. So how are you dealing with this crisis? Do you have hope? Is it starting to wear on you? Do you find yourself dealing with fear and anxiety? Well, our scripture this morning, the passage that we have, it talks about the utter hopelessness of Israel. And it kind of mirrors our own situation a little bit. We're going to read from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. I'm going to ask you to stand as we read through our scripture. Scripture reads like this. It says, "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their own feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, declares the Lord. Thank you. You may all be seated. And may the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now, we've been doing a series, an Advent series, through Isaiah. And seeing what Isaiah saw, and you may remember, it was a dark, bleak time during Isaiah's period. But do you realize it's also a very dark time for Israel? Even Ezekiel the prophet, he found himself exiled to Babylon for 11 years. And during that time, he has been delivering a message of doom and of gloom. Then in 586 BC, Jerusalem fell. The temple was burned to the ground. The Davidic monarchy, it came to an end. Think about it for a moment. Everything that they had ever trusted in, everything that they had given their lives and their shape and their meaning to, it was all gone. And worst of all, in their eyes, their God had been defeated by the gods of the Babylonians. Could it be that their God really wasn't Lord at all? Or perhaps maybe even worse, God had deserted them in their darkest hour. Israel was not only in exile, they were having a crisis of faith. And what could be worse than that? We hear the despair. In verse 11, it says, our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We are cut off. And then, as it always does, God's grace, it breaks through. And Ezekiel goes from a prophet of doom and of gloom to a prophet of hope, revival, a prophet of restoration, of preaching about a glorious future of redemption. But wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves just a little bit here. You see, this prophet of doom and gloom, he says that the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit and led me and set me in the middle of a valley. The Lord literally picked him up in the Spirit and took him and set him down in the middle of a valley of dry bones. What a dark night of the soul that must have been for him. Have you ever had a dark night of the soul? A time where you felt like you were stuck right in the middle of a desert. You were drowning in quicksand. You were on an island all by yourself, completely isolated. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. You were stuck. Have you ever looked around at your life, your situation in life, and said nothing? And saw nothing but metaphorically, of course, a valley of dead, dry bones as far as you could see. Imagine Ezekiel's situation. God goes and he gives him this vision, and all he sees as far as the eye can see is old, dead, dry bones. Where's the hope? Where is the life in any of that? What good can come from here? How would you feel if you were in Ezekiel's situation? Would it be like a bad dream that you were desperately trying to wake up from to escape from the terror and the horror of it all? And then suddenly, God is asking Ezekiel a question. He says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" It's almost a laughable question, isn't it? We're talking about old, dry bones, no flesh on them, bones that have been exposed to the elements for who knows how long. There's no life in them whatsoever. Can these bones live? What would you say? Now, I wonder if I ever write someone off. Do I ever get so frustrated with another human being that I say to myself, there is no hope for that person. They will never change. They will never accept Jesus Christ. They're never going to get out of the muck and the mess that they are in. They're just going to keep doing whatever it is that they are doing until they die. I give up. That's it. I've had it with them. Or what about this situation? Do I ever think that this ministry will ever bear fruit? I don't see anything good coming out of all my efforts. What's the use? Am I wasting my time? Am I spinning my wheels? There are times that I sit here and I wonder, when you look around and maybe we're not getting any bigger and we're just going, God, what are we doing here? Do you ever get so frustrated you're just not sure what's going on? How about you? See, that's kind of the situation that Ezekiel is in right here. His people at the lowest of lowest points in their entire history. They are in exile. They are even forgetting who it is that they are. They are God's chosen people, and they're forgetting that. They are giving up on their God. Things have hit rock bottom. And these dry bones that God is showing to Ezekiel, it is an image of their condition. They are dead. They have no more life. It's over. All hope is gone. And so God asks Ezekiel a question, can these bones live? Again, if you were in Ezekiel's place, what would you say? How would you respond to God? How would you answer that question? Let's look at it from another angle for a moment here. Perhaps you've been trying to get your life on track for a really long time. You know, you made a promise to God that you would change your ways ever since you were a little kid. And you're getting older now, And nothing has changed. As a matter of fact, not only have things not changed, things seem to be getting worse. Your sins have become more perverse. Your attitude has become completely rotten. You have no joy. You have no peace. There is no happiness. And if God were to come and to show you your life up to this point, and he asked you, can these bones live? What would you say? The answer seems obvious. Because dry bones are the very definition of dead. Gone. Not coming back. But you see, Ezekiel, he chooses faith over despair. And so he takes a leap. And his answer to God is, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. And the story of Ezekiel, the story that we're looking at this morning, reminds us that life itself is utterly and totally reliant on God. It offers us a glimmer of hope. Hope that God and God alone can indeed bring new life. Even when everything seems to be completely hopeless, completely dead, for nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible with God. A valley of dry bones, such an image, it seems so final. It seems so dead, so dry. There's no coming back. That is literally the end of the road. It's hard, almost impossible, to have hope in those very moments. If you have lost a job, lost a loved one because of this virus, because of everything that's going on, you may be feeling that way this morning. Maybe you've been struggling and just the weight of everything, all the chaos, all the disturbances going on, they've weighed down on you. You find yourself becoming very frustrated, very fatigued by it all. But in our scripture, we read some of the very first hints of our ultimate hope. Some of the very first hints of resurrection. God instructs Ezekiel to prophesy. Basically, he's telling him to preach to these bones, to speak to these bones, these brittle, dry, dusty bones, the ones that are well beyond life, that this is not the end of their story. And that is because we see these dry bones come back to life as sinew and muscle and skin begins to cover those bones. But do you know that bones with skin and muscle and sinew on them, they are still just dead bones. And so God breathed his breath into them. The word for breath that is used here in our scripture is the same exact word that is used back in Genesis. In the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, when he created the very first humans, and he breathed into them the breath of life. Do you know it's also the exact same word that is used for the Holy Spirit, who comes and lives and brings new life to all who will believe in him? And so the Lord says in verse 12, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. God is saying, I am going to bring you back to life. I am going to restore you. And so we see again that absolutely nothing is impossible with God. There is absolutely no situation which is beyond his repair. There is no life, no person, no human being who is beyond the possibility of redemption. God can reach into anybody's life. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God can reach into your life and he can restore you. He can give redemption and salvation. He can give transformation. And so just as God breathed new life into this valley, putting those dead people back together, giving them life, God's promise is always a promise of new life. You see, as we wrap up 2020 and we head into 2021, there are a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainties. There's this craziness that's going on all around us with the virus and all kinds of other things. And as we watch, some of you watching this worship service on your computer or your laptop, rather than joining with us as we're used to, as we are accustomed to, as maybe because of all this, you are having to work from home. Our state is in lockdown. You don't even want to go to the grocery store, to the stores. You just sit at home. You're getting cabin fever. We can't even travel. I want to go to the Philippines, and I can't get there. At least not yet. But let us remember this. We worship a God of resurrection. And even though we may feel as if we are stuck right in the middle of a valley of dry bones, like we are in a tomb of darkness, we are on an island all isolated by ourselves, it is in those difficult places, places where all hope seems lost and all seems to be at an end, that God gives breath. Life-giving breath. And as we deal with this virus and move into 2021, people are saying, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. Well, I'm not sure 21 is going to start any better, but I know there's hope somewhere down there. There is light at the end of the tunnel. But as we end this year and we begin next year, my prayer for you, my prayer for me, my prayer for all of us is that we will ask God to renew our spirits. That we remember that God breathes new life, even into our most difficult situations. He offers us true hope, new life, resurrection life. Having this new life can be as simple as taking a breath of God's Spirit. How about making every single breath that you take your prayer? Heightening your awareness of God's presence with you. God's offer of salvation, of resurrection. Even when you feel that you are completely dead, do you realize if you are still breathing, if you still take a breath, God still has a plan for you? There's still a purpose for you. So let's take deep breaths, nice deep breaths, and let's take lots of them. And as we do, may God's breath be a gift to us that we accept from Him. May we have new life, hope, looking forward to what God has in store for us. The question I have for us is, are we ready to rattle?